Hello again, gentles all, and welcome to another adagio, this one the last program of the year. Spinning like a tireless top circling our sun, our tiny blue planet has once again turned the corner of the darkest days for us here on the northern half, bringing us once again into that time of year when the long hours of darkness make the sunlight precious these days. Where I live, we have been blessed with a foot of snow, and now with the bright blue skies and the sparkling ocean, the brilliance of the sunlight is multiplied tenfold. In places where the low sun reflects off the snow and the water, it casts a horizontal light up to the hills and into the houses and against the snow, and quite different from the rest of the year when the light shines down from above. The solstice, as you know, is upon us just a week ago, and now a new year dawns this week, and it's the perfect time to give your responsibilities the slip if you can and get outside as much as possible, then come back inside and curl up for hours with a book or music or good food with friends and family. So come along, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Drew Darling. The program is Adagio, an hour-long collection of slowed-down music of infinitesimally rare harmonies, and assembled here for you each week to settle and still yourselves while at the same time firing your curiosities and enlivening that vast field of possibilities within you. So glad to have you along. Stick with us, won't you? There's multiple servings of delicious music coming up.
Everything's changed. Nothing remains the same. Everyone must change. That's the way of time. Nothing and no one remains the same. There is a
comes from the clouds, sunlight from the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Mysteries do unfold. That's the way of time. Nothing nor one remains unchanged. From the clouds, sunlight from the sky, hummingbirds do fly.
Hello, me again. I wanted to mention, I was lucky enough to stumble upon an excellent documentary this week I highly recommend for all of us, young and not so young alike, entitled Thrive, in which is explained a unified field of energy that unites everything in a unique energetic structure known as the Torus, spelled T-O-R-U-S. Imagine a ball with a hollow core running from top to bottom, something like a round donut, with portals at the top and the bottom, through which flows a constant, abundant source of swirling energy. It is the energetic structure of the smallest known entities at the innermost essence of everything, all the way to the fullest assembly of the universe. I won't try to explain it here. It's best to see it explained with the graphics in the film Thrive. But I will excerpt snippets of it where it concerns stillness and musical harmonies as two of the most fundamental forces of our universe. I will also link to it on our website, radioadagio.com. Look for it. It's called Thrive.
It is the absolute stillness, the zero point, that lies at the center of each toroidal system. I believe that you and I, as well as every other being, are torus energy fields, centered by stillness and each connected to one another and to the boundless consciousness of a living universe. In fact, music seems to be the master key to understanding the unified field. Life is an acoustic reality, a sea of sound waves, and what we call music is how it's organized. Music is not something that people created. It's something that we discovered to work with because it already existed in the universe.
Every planet has a unique audio signature. There's a beautiful recording of the sound of the magnetic field of our Earth being strummed like the strings of a guitar by the solar wind that is coming from our sun. And when NASA took the satellite recordings and they bumped it into the audible range, it became possible for us to actually hear the song of Earth's magnetic fields.
Energy waves at all scales follow the same harmonic principles as music: octaves, intervals, and tuning. Tuning is when two or more frequencies come into harmonic resonance. Tuning a guitar uses the same principles as the inventors are using to create health and energy technologies. They all spoke of tuning their devices to achieve a state of perfect balance. Tuning ourselves to resonate with how the universe works gives us a way to come into harmony with one another and with our planetary home.
Music literally is the universal language. Universe, one song.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, it's Adagio you've got tuned in here on your favorite community radio station. Or perhaps you're listening to us on shortwave or on our website, radioadagio.com. It's our end of the year program in which we are including a few snippets from a fascinating documentary entitled Thrive, the first of two under that title. It's a true documentary, no commercials, no razzle-dazzle, it's not a Hollywood production. They're not trying to sell you anything. What they're presenting is an accessible understanding of what's tempting to call the unified field of energy that is the structure of our universe and every tiniest element in it, ourselves included, all of our trillions of cells included. And how we can best come into unison with it through stillness and musical harmonies. You can find a link to it on our website, radioadagio.com, if and only if you will enter Radio Adagio as one word.
The way to access this source field of energy appears to be through stillness, sometimes called the zero point. Stillness is not static. It's a state of harmonic resonance, a rhythmic, balanced interchange of energy. With energy frequencies, the state of complete balance functions like a straw. It intersects with the stillness at the center of each torus in the field, tapping into its pure potential. Stillness is a portal for accessing boundless electricity, developing healing technologies, expanding consciousness, or simply finding peace of mind.
I've come to recognize that our primary compass is our own inner guidance. As we learn to quiet the noise and amplify the inner signal, we can better hear the voice that naturally knows and offers wise direction.
We have an entire inner life, a vibrant and lively inner life that is truly the navigator of the path that we take on the outside. If your inner life is the driver of how you show up in the world, it makes sense that if you want to have anything to do with where you're going, that you have to be in relationship to that inner life. You have to be in relationship to the driver. As we develop increased relationship to who's in the driver's seat, What happens is there is a synergy. It's a symbiotic relationship that our inner lives are actually able to be more in tandem with where we're choosing to go, and we're able to get there. We're not nearly as insignificant in our impact as we think we are.
In order to heal the world, we have to start telling a different story to ourselves. We have to start engaging in a different story with others. It's our collective story that manifests as the world.
Humanity is now in a very interesting evolutionary phase in which we move from hostile, aggressive competition, which is the nature of young species, into a more mature mode of cooperation, collaboration.
There's no question in this country that money, that capital, is being increasingly concentrated in the hands of a few. And those who are so powerful are concentrating it further. But there is a force that's more powerful, and that's the power of the people.
When we look at the crises now, it is so easy to fall out of love with life. It is so easy to get pessimistic and desperate. But from my perspective, the crisis has matured to the point of being on the threshold of mass awakening, and that feeling inside me gives me the vitality to know that, you know, no matter how small what I'm doing looks to me in the face of these huge problems, that the impulse of evolution is not small. And when it's in everybody who's waking up, it's huge.
And as more and more of us are waking up, linking up, and daring to speak up, the scheme for global domination is being exposed. And we're discovering solutions that can create the world we yearn for and deserve. Again and again throughout history, when people have recognized tyranny rearing its cruel head, they've come together and stood up for liberty. I am confident humankind will look back on this period and be proud that when we saw, we acted.
Hello in there. Are you still with us? In case I need remind you, it's Adagio you're listening to with me, Drew Darling. And of course, it's December. And for many of us, that means coming inside, withdrawing somewhat from the world, and slowing down. Right about now, bears in their dens are only breathing about once every 45 seconds. Their waking rate is only around 6 to 10 breaths per minute. But imagine the depth of slumber when they only draw one drowsy, throaty breath every 45 seconds. Do the cubs ever nudge Mama Bear? Hey, you still with us? Much of the northern world is slowing down now, catching up on much-needed sleep. I do hope everyone's got a place to settle into and stay warm. A happy place, a favorite chair, near a fire would be nice. Mine is sitting on the sofa in the corner, tucked into its big rolled arm, with the light coming down over my shoulder, reading, the dog lying beside me, sleeping, chasing rabbits and barking at scary monsters in her sleep. And that's where I came across this one I thought to share with you. It's a poem called Dover Beach by the 19th century English literary critic Matthew Arnold. He was on holiday with his wife on the south coast of England, lodging just above a shingle beach, where the waves washing in and out rattle the stones up and down the beach like the sound of applause. And from this beach, when the conditions are right, you can see France lying across the English Channel. It reads, "The sea is calm tonight. The tide is full. The moon lies fair upon the straits. On the French coast, the light gleams and is gone. The cliffs of England stand shimmering and vast out in the tranquil bay. Come to the window, sweet is the night air. Only from the long line of spray where the sea meets the moon-blanched land, listen. You hear the grating roar of pebbles, which the waves draw back and fling at their return, up the high strand, begin and cease, and then begin again, with tremulous cadence slow, and bring the eternal note of sadness in. Sophocles heard it long ago on the Aegean, and it brought to his mind the turbid ebb and flow of human misery. Oh, love, let us be true to one another, for the world that seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy, nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night.
Thank you.
And here's another one for you. It's said to be the oldest Irish poem to come down to us through the ages. In English, it's entitled The Mystery.
I am the wind that breathes upon the sea. I am the wave of the ocean. I am the murmur of the billows. I am the ox of the seven combats. I am the vulture upon the rocks. I am a beam of the sun. I am the fairest of plants. I am a wild boar in valor. I am a salmon in the water. I am a lake in the plain. I am a word of science. I am the point of the lance of battle. I am the god who created in the head the fire. Who is it who throws light into the meeting on the mountain? Who announces the ages of the moon? Who teaches the place where couches the sun? If not I.
let go and do the mystery. Let yourself go. You've got to open up your heart. Yeah. That's all I know. Trust what I say and do what you're told. Baby, land all your dirt will turn into gold. Let go and do the mystery. Let your soul go. Get everything you need. Baby, there's a way and a mystic road. You got to have some faith. Yeah, carry on.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. That's the sum total of it for this week. But give me time to think about it, and I'll have something just like this, only different, next week. If you would like to see a playlist, please visit radioadagio.com. I'm your host, Drew Darling. The program is Adagio. Deep winter blessings upon you all.
Ah, love, let us be true to one another. For the world which seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy, nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night.